USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During a White House ceremony, President Biden awards the Medal of Honor to three American soldiers for heroism in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Late Sergeant First Class Alwin Cash. Late Sergeant First Class Christopher Salise. Master Sergeant Earl Plumley.
The president saying all three men displayed an indisputable gallantry. Cash is the first black Medal of Honor recipient in the post-9/11 war on terror. Governor Andy Beshear is praising Kentucky's strength following a severe tornado that ravaged the state. Beshear saying it is painful, but we are not broken. The governor says power is coming back on in areas, but clearing debris to gain access to power poles is a slow process. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 30 points. This is USA Radio News.
Thank you!
Thank you.
That's just a few of the Track Grabber owners saying thank you. Track Grabber is a unique and simple tool to add extreme traction to your car or truck when you need it. The Track Grabber patented extreme traction kit includes a mounting strap and traction blocks tough enough to lift you out of almost anywhere. Track Grabber Extreme Traction has long been the secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, the Department of Justice, the South Dakota Highway Patrol, and many more. Now, they're available to you. Be the hero this year. Give the gift of rescue. Skip the stuck. Don't have your loved ones waiting for help. Track Grabber installs as easily as a jumper cable. In minutes, you'll have the extreme traction to get on stable ground. All the details are at trackgrabber.com. That's TRACGRABBER.com. That's trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off. Flights are limited. Trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR.
Some folks' bank accounts are seeing a little bit extra money this holiday season.
Millions of parents across the United States can expect to receive some extra cash this week when the IRS will be distributing the sixth and final payment from the extended child tax credit. Roughly $16 billion has been sent to 36 million families. The Treasury Department and IRS made the statement on Wednesday. The money is expected to reach some 60 million children. It should be noted there is no limit on the number of children who can receive the credit per family. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Ohio Supreme Court is rejecting a challenge to the Vax-a-Million lottery and pandemic orders. The court saying the group Ohio Stand Up doesn't meet the requirements to sue in the Supreme Court. The group argued the vaccine lottery is discriminatory against those who don't get vaccinated and says it violates law. The Supreme Court says the organization hasn't shown how these giveaways harm its members. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarute. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is turning the attention of the Senate to voting rights as discussion of the Build Back Better Act is on standstill. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell tells the Senate on Thursday morning he thinks the Democrats' pursuit of voting reform is a power grab.
We have discussed over and over again why Democrats will not be allowed to federalize our elections and lord over all 50 states. My colleagues across the aisle have pushed absurd bills that would do things like neuter voter ID laws, make every state legalize ballot harvesting.
Democrats say they're targeting voting restrictions in Republican-led states. This as President Biden says he may be willing to wait till 2022 for a vote on Build Back Better if the Senate can pass voting rights legislation. A budget surplus has one state giving back to its residents.
A plan is in the works to give Indiana taxpayers a $125 refund payment from the state's growing budget surplus. Officials had announced in July that stronger than expected tax collections following the COVID-19 pandemic recession would trigger Indiana's automatic taxpayer refund process. The distribution plan from Republican Governor Eric Holcomb aims to make more people eligible for direct payments from the state rather than a credit on their state tax returns submitted next year. From the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.